interview for the Sister Missionaries. But it kind of stunk because, like, on our way back, we couldn't find, like, any transports. Like, we just sat there forever. And then, finally, we, like, found someone, like, a taxi that, like, would go to our apartment. And then, finally, we went. But, yeah, so it was super nice. But I ended up, like, finishing my cards, but I stayed up, like, pretty late Friday. I don't... That was just dumb on my part, but it was kind of nice. Because now, like, they're finished, done. Like, I can start using them when I teach, and so it'd be super nice. And Saturday was super awesome. We got up, went to fill the font, but I guess someone was already there and, like, filled up the font for us, so that was really nice. And then, like, our investigators came, and we had, like, their interviews and stuff, and, like, their whole, Sir Claudine, like, her whole family came and stuff, so it was super cool. Like, they said, like, they'd come to church and stuff, like, Sunday, and, like, they ended up coming, so, like, it was super cool. Like, we'll probably, like, do their marriage, too. We'll see how it all works out. But, yeah, so that was super cool. And then, after the baptism and stuff for Sir Claudine and for Frank, we, like, there was, like, some little teaching thing that Fr. Raul did. He's, like, this one member guy. And he was, like, teaching, like, everybody, like, about computers and, like, how to use them. Like, it's, like, really interesting. Like, nobody, like, knew how to, like, turn on a computer, like, turn it off. Like, it was funny. And they were all, like, yeah, like, it's awesome because, like, we got this American here. So, like, he can help us, like, really know, like, all these things. And we're, like, okay, yeah. So I was, like, talking to him, like, teaching him, like, how to, it was just really funny. Like, I was just, like, really surprised. I'm like, wow, they don't know how to use these things. And then after that, we just went back to the apartment, and that was, like, it for Saturday. And then Sunday was pretty awesome. We, like, got up and ended up going to church, like, with Elder Empata and Elder Zinsu again. And it's pretty cool. When we got there, there was this one guy from Nigeria who, like, found our church and stuff that was, like, here, and, like, he doesn't know any French at all, so, like, I had to translate, like, everything for him, and, like, jeez, I couldn't realize, like, being a translator, it's so exhausting. Like, I was, like, exhausted from it. But it was super cool, and, like, it's, like, we were just, like, talking, and, like, he was telling me how, like, he came here, like, 2 months ago looking for work, but, like, he doesn't know anybody here, he doesn't have any family here, he doesn't have any place to stay, and, like, a month ago, he got robbed by some, like, 4 boys, like, in the night, like, at midnight, like, just came, because, like, I guess he was telling me that, like, he would just, like, sleep at, like, some market, like, some lady would give him a little mat that he could put on the ground, and so he'd just sleep on that, and so then these 4 boys, like, just found that, like, he was kind of poor, and they saw that, like, he had, like, a nice phone. And so they came over, and, like, in the night, robbed him, and, like, had, like, a knife and stuff, and, like, just took, like, everything, like, he had, basically. Like, he had, like, a nice Android phone, he was telling me. But now, like, he has no phone, he has no money, he has, like, basically nothing. All he's got is his passport. And it's like he was, like, telling me how, like, a week ago, someone told him that, like, our church was right here, but he was all the way over in Mockery, which is kind of far from here, and so we were talking to him, and he was, like, he was telling me that, I guess he just, like, trekked here, like, he just, like, walked, like, all the way here, because somebody told him that our church was here, and that was the church that he was going to when he was in Nigeria, and so when he was in Nigeria, like, he went to the church, like, 5 times and stuff, and, like, he, like, really liked it a lot. Like, he said, like, God's, like, in your guys' church. Like, he said he got baptized in a different church, but he said, like, he wants to get baptized in our church and stuff. And, like, he said, like, right now, like, all he needs is God in his life, because that's the only person that knows how he can live and how he can do everything. Like, he's got no food, he's got nothing. But he said that, like, there's just been people that have been in his life that have blessed him, that have given him food and water and stuff. And, like, I don't know, like, I was just, like, holy cow, dude, like, this guy, like, he's got the faith of, like, I don't even know, like, I was, like, super shocked by, like, his faith and courage of just coming here, not knowing a single person. Like, I just came to realize, like, that's really, like, everybody's case here in Africa. Like, it's just really hard. Like, we have it so good in America. Like, nobody, you don't realize, like, the difficulties that are here. But yeah, so that's super cool talking with him. And he said he's going to start coming to church every Sunday and stuff. So that'll be cool to talk with him. But yeah, so that was it for the week. Super solid week. Yeah, it was really great. We had the baptisms and stuff, and should have like one or three baptisms this next week. We'll see how it works out. So yeah, super awesome. But the scripture for this week is in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. It's also found in, it's not the same scripture, but, like, it basically has, like, the same message in Alma 30, verse 8. But basically, I like it more in Joshua. So this is what it says. Et si vous ne trouvez pas bon de servir l'Éternel, choisis aujourd'hui qui vous voulez servir, ou les dieux qui servaient vos pères au-delà du fleuve, ou les dieux des Amorins dans le pays duquel vous habitiez. Moi et ma maison, nous servions l'Éternel. So yeah, it's kind of a short scripture, but it's got a great message. It's basically like saying, like, if you don't find it good to, like, serve God, like, choose who you're going to serve today. Because if you're just going to serve the God that your father served before the flood, which is basically, like, the people of Noah, like, it's kind of, like, talking about Noah. Like, are you going to serve, like, the people that they served? And the people that they served was Satan. They were all Satan worshippers. That's, like, kind of why they were wiped out. Because they were descendants of Cain and stuff. But, and so, like, that's, like, why that all happened. But, and so it's, like, are you going to serve Satan? Or are you going to serve God? Are you going to serve all these idols? Or are you going to serve me? And it says, for me and my house, we serve the Lord. And so, yeah, build a house that's built on the Lord and his teachings. And if you do that, you'll be blessed immensely. Because he is the sole person who can help us receive eternal life and exaltation. And if we follow his teachings and we follow his path that he showed for us, we'll be blessed. So yeah, love you guys tons. Hope you guys have a great week to come, and I'll talk to you guys later. Love you guys.